drag has been around for a while.
In the kabuki tradition in Japan, in minstrel shows, in vaudeville.
But one TV show made it mainstream now. We break down drag's current renaissance on NPR's It's Been a Minute, Tuesday.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. We're in June, halfway, mid-year, almost there. However you want to describe it, we're 6 months into the year, and it's time to look back at the best of the year so far. And to do that, I brought in some help. With us on the line, all the way from Berlin, is Yulisa Lopez. Yulisa is a freelance writer based in Berlin. Yulisa, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Felix.
Okay, in our Alt Latino New York City Bureau, Isabella Herrera, former Remezcla music editor, now freelance journalist. Isabella, welcome back to All Latino.
Thank you for having me again, Felix.
And with us in the studio here in D.C. is Stephanie Fernandez, our contributor here in D.C. and producer at The Atlantic. Stephanie, welcome back.
Thank you, Felix.
Okay, so we're going to get started. We have a lot of music to go over. You traveled the furthest, Yulisa, so you get the first shot. What is this first song we want to hear?
I brought Girl Ultra featuring Cuco, and this is called Dame Love.
I won't tell you twice or more, feelings always come and go. Si lo quieres, dámelo. I won't tell you twice or more, feelings always come and go. Si lo quieres, dámelo. Something about you, something, there's something. There's something about you, something, there's something. Esperando tanto tiempo para ser más que amigos, no miento. Sentado en la sala.
Really, really like the song, and I think it's such a good sort of hazy summer song. And I was really excited about the partnership between these two. Cuco is someone I think of as being so firmly rooted in the indie scene and making this sort of lethargic dream pop. And then there's Girl Ultra, whose real name is Mariana de Miguel from Mexico City. And she does breezy R&B, and I wouldn't have thought of putting the two of them together, but it works so beautifully on this, and it kind of brings out a laid-back coolness that oozes all over the track here.
Yulisa, Cuco continues to be having a moment, but this is a Girl Ultra track. Talk to us a little bit about this collaboration.
Yeah, he is. He's a kid who started playing backyard shows when he was 18, and now he's been signed to Interscope, and he's preparing to drop his big debut later this year. And sonically, he's just grown so much, and his sound has matured. And Girl Ultra is really exciting too. I interviewed her, I think last year when she just released her second EP, Adios, and now she's also preparing to drop a new album called Nuevos Aires. And so it's just really cool to see both of these artists growing and collaborating and trying new things, and especially doing it together.
I also think it's different for Mariana too, for Girl Ultra. I mean, she doesn't really ever sing in English, so to have this like bilingual collab happening, I think is really cool, and it's seamless even though you wouldn't have expected it.
There's something about you, something. There's something. Yeah.
Okay, Isabella, you're next for this from D.C. What'd you bring?
I'm going to kick it off with Gaina's Green. She's from Chicago, and this is off her upcoming debut album.
Sky could be blue, it can be. Grass could be green, green too. And my love the same as them. They're facts, it's true, it's true. Sky could be blue, it can be. Grass could be green.
What's fascinating to me with some of these newer artists these days is the dedication to R&B, like old school R&B. This sort of reminds me of like a late 70s track.
Yeah, it's actually, I knew that you were going to bring that up because it's, when she told me that when she was listening to, or when she was thinking about making this song, she was listening to Siembra, the album by Willy Colon and Rubén Blades.
Wow.
And, you know, that the opening track, Plástico, it's kind of like a disco funk song that goes into salsa with some R&B vibes. And it, to me, this is like exactly what that is, but just like updated for 2019. And I thought it's just like so, to me, it, like it honors so much of like Chicago R&B, what's happening right now in the city. But then also kind of like calling back to her roots. She's Venezuelan and Guatemalan. And so like this kind of like honoring of like a generational salsa moment and then like what's happening here in Chicago now. It's really cool.
And I'm so predictable.
It's good. I knew you would like it. That's all.
From Kaina, as we take a look at the best of the year so far here on Alt Latino. That track, maybe because it says it's green in the title, but it did remind me of this track, Grazing in the Grass, from the 70s. Huma Sakela did something with it. And it was like an R&B hit from years ago, many years ago when I was just a youngin'. So we're going to move on. Okay, Stephanie, you're here. What's up?
One of my favorites of the year is Memorias Caramelas by La Doña and Coto.
Dolor de muela y de cora.
So La Doña is Cecilia Peña Gouvea, a Chicana singer from San Francisco, and this is her third release ever. And in all three of the songs that she's released so far independently, I've just been blown away by how catchy and breezy and the songs are and how much they blend traditional Latin musics and folk musics with pop, urbano, and reggaeton. So she actually grew up playing in her family's conjunto when she was little, playing the trumpet and singing in San Francisco. And now she's an independent artist. This song in particular stood out to me because of the collaboration with Juan Coto, who's a Grammy-nominated tresero, the Cuban tres, the three-stringed small guitar instrument that is very dear to my heart. And the combination of cumbia and Cuban son in this song with reggaeton backbeat, of course, is just so infectious, and the song is a perfect early summer romantic longing ballad.
And all of those musics have nothing to do with Mexican conjunto.
No, yeah.
That's pretty funny. That's interesting. Very catchy. Memorias Caramelas from La Doña. That's Stephanie's pick, looking back at the best of the year so far. Whose turn is it? It's my turn. Sorry. I'm going to go with this song that was released by both Making Movies and Ruben Blade. I'm going to be the older guy in the room. And only because it marks a really significant possible turning point for Ruben Blades. There's an indication that he may want to move away slightly from salsa and explore other stuff. He just turned 70, so he's looking at the next phase, which is good for us. He did this record with a young band Making Movies, and it's more of a rock feel. And I think it's something to keep an eye on as he starts doing other things and other types of music. So this is No Te Calles from Making Movies and Ruben Blades.
Sin juicio. corrupción ataca, ahogarte en su trampa, exponerle con ladrón que te moldea la nación.
Sal a la calle, y donde caes,
respira.
El silencio oculta la verdad, como el odio nuestra humanidad. El gran error queda atrás, llena tus pulmones,
respira
y no te calles.
That was my pick. That was Ruben Blades with Making Movies, No Te Calles. We're going to move on to the next track. Let's see, whose turn is it? It's Yulisa. What do you got?
Yeah, so this next one is Ile, and it's called Turumba, and it's from her second album that she just released called Almadura, which is a play on the word armadura, which means armor. But in Puerto Rico, when you pronounce the R, you kind of drop it into an L a little bit. And so it turns into Almadura, which means like strong soul. You know, it's a title that references a lot of what's been happening in Puerto Rico and the resilience of the island in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria.
Yo no sé si es el rabito de tus ojos que está buscando encontrarse con lo mío, pero siento que hay un algo tuyo que me llama. Entre medio de tanto gentío, yo no sé si tu silencio me está hablando. Yo no sé si nos habremos conocido o si es mi locura que anda delirando y que al final soy solo yo que lo imagino. Hermosura que sale de ti va flotando hasta llegar a mí. No sé si tu rumba vaya con mi mambo, pero tú tienes lo que estoy necesitando. No sé si tu rumba va.
Having listened to Ile's entire album, it's such an amazing record.
It really is. I really, really like this one. You know, when she dropped her debut, I think we kind of saw that, you know, she went from kind of being a part-time member of Calle 13 with her brothers to going off and doing her own thing as a solo act and revealing that she had this really amazing talent for taking traditional rhythms and riffing off of old school sounds. And I just read about this album for The Nation and I got to really sink my teeth into it. I loved how she's kind of taken that tradition and those old school sounds on this and applied it to messages that are all about Puerto Rican strength and identity and resistance during such a hard time. I love this song because it's she's playing with Puerto Rican bomba, which is a rhythm that originated from the island's African slaves, and it's become a really important musical tradition in Puerto Rico. And so she's kind of framing the song around that, but then toward the latter part of the song, you can also hear those little bits of electronic flourishes, and she starts introducing something that feels a little more modern and a little more contemporary in the track, and it becomes this really interesting mix of kind of old school and new school, and it just makes me really excited to see what she's going to do next.
No sé si tu rumba vaya con mi mambo, pero tiene lo que estoy necesitando.
Thank you.
Okay, next is Isabella. And Isabella, you know, when you were doing your thing at Remezcla, I got to say, I was always impressed with how spot on you guys were with under your leadership, under your direction as editor, with pointing out music, almost looking around the corner, pointing out music that is ahead of the curve, pointing out music that is happening right now, but not just new stuff. It oftentimes reflected trends and other things that we needed to look out for. So I wanted to give you props for that before you connect with your next song.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I always tried to kind of find things that were happening on the ground and kind of just try and amplify them and bring them to a new audience. So I think in that vein, my next song is going to be Ámbar Lúcid. She's a Dominican-Mexican teenager from New Jersey. And she is interesting because I think she's part of this new generation of like US-born Latinx indie artists. And I think now, perhaps for the first time in a long time, we've kind of had more visibility as US-born Latinx artists like making music. So I think this song in particular, it's really beautiful. It's very like heartfelt and raw. She's like a singer-songwriter. I met her recently and she, you know, talked about how one of the first CDs she ever bought was like a Selena Gomez CD, which is hilarious to me because it makes me feel old. But I also, you know, really love that she takes inspiration from that. But she also takes inspiration from very like raw indie rock. And this song in particular is from her new EP that she dropped this year called Dreaming Lucid. And she actually left high school a year early to pursue her career in music. So this is definitely going to be a big moment for her.
To say, here it come again, living a sweet pineapple day. She's singing the words that come in my brain, taking a deep
music of Ámbar Lúcid, brought in by Isabella Herrera from our look back at the best of the year so far. And before we go to our next pick, let's just do a quick little catch up here. What's interesting to me is how do we even identify Latin music these days? You know, because these tracks so far have come from so many different styles, so many different genres. But, you know, I don't have a problem playing them on our show because they're all self-expression of incredibly talented Latin or Latinx artists. So I just want to get a take on the room. Isabella, what are you thinking now? How do we define this? Or can we define it? Or do we need to define it?
All right, how much time we have on the show? I don't know. I think that the definition of what Latinx music is one, dynamic. It's always changing. It's always contextual based on what's happening on the ground. I think, you know, what we define Latin music as 40 years ago is not necessarily what we would identify Latin music as today. And I also think even the term itself, Latin music, is, you know, it's a bit misleading. It's very monolithic. The very fact of trying to define a style of music that is based on identity, I think, is really hard because there's so many different genres, there's so many different styles that Latinos, Latin Americans create, that I think, like, trying to define what that is just almost creates more problems in and of itself. For me, I think it's important kind of to almost challenge this idea of what a monolithic Latin music means. To me, I think, you know, expressing the fact that there's all different kinds of genres, all different kinds of styles, all different kinds of people making this music is really important, and to kind of like maybe try and crumble that very specific idea of what that means in the U.S. right now, I think is really important.
Stephanie?
I absolutely agree with that, and thank you, Isabelia, for the very well-worded response. But the one artist that we featured today, Cuco, when we spoke to him last year on this podcast, I remember him telling us that he wanted to be able to make bilingual music in English and Spanish without being boxed into just a Latin artist or just a Latinx artist. And now that, you know, some of these songs are in English, some of these songs are in Spanish, that term no longer presupposes singing only in Spanish, especially as we're seeing bilingual lyrics seep more into the mainstream in American music. And artists like Cuco, who have found success outside of the Latin characterization, I agree that we have to challenge it and continue to examine how to belong to that genre, but also to not box ourselves in to just remaining music for Latinos, because I think it's now more than ever the moment is showing us that that's not the case.
Yeah, I agree with all of the above. Yeah, it's completely. It's just, like you said, 40 years ago, it's when about the time I started seriously listening, actually more like 45 years ago, is when I started seriously listening to music. And there were just a few, it was very distinct of what you could listen to in terms of what would be Latin music. Of course, I listened to Santana, I listened to Rolling Stones, I listened to Jackson 5, right? And Mariachi when my mom had it on. So it's all mixed together. But now, that's why I love this job so much these days, is because there's so much more variety. There's so many different styles, so many different interesting things happening. So, well, let's keep celebrating. Stephanie, you're up. Your song.
So this was a hard one because I loved this entire album so much. But my next pick is El Lado Negro's Fantasma Vaga.
Manipulando tu voz, cambiándome cada vez así. Espantos de agosto, supongo produce poco. Modulaciones en tu sonrisa, desplazamiento que no puedo imitar. Formas en el fondo, el eco espectral, fantasma vaga, fantasma vaga, fantasma vaga, fantasma vaga.
So the song is off El Lado Negro's sixth album, This Is How You Smile, which came out in March. He's definitely not new to this podcast. He's an NPR favorite. But this album, I think, was a departure in particular from his last album, Private Energy, in 2016, which saw a lot of really political music responding to the political climate that was being born in 2016 in this country. This album I found to be a bit more introspective, a bit more of a look inward. And the album, through many different tracks, explores various articulations of self. So this song I found really special, among others, because the voice and the lyrics in the song imitate so much the sound and what's happening, I think, sonically, that I think is a crowning achievement for him in his long career.
Talking about redefining Latin music, man. Okay, let's see. I'm going to continue with one of my tracks. The West African singer Angelique Kidjo did a tribute album to Celia Cruz this year that I just fell in love with. Number one, because I'm a huge fan of Celia Cruz, as we all are, right?
Of course. Absolutely. Right? Without question.
And I've been a fan of Angelique Kidjo for a long time, mainly because one of her tracks was on this lullaby CD that I had for my boys when they were small. And that's sort of how I discovered her. She's been around longer than that, but that's how I discovered her music, and I've been in love with her voice. And the combining of these two, she redefined, reinterpreted, re-Africanized some of Celia's music, and in a really profound and effective way. And I fell in love with this record when I heard the first track. And immediately, when I got the list of tracks to preview on a stream, I immediately had to go to Kimbara to see how she would do this. And It just got better once I listened to it. Have you guys heard this record?
Yes, and it's excellent.
Yes, yes.
Kimbara from Angelique Kidjo.
Kimbara kumbara kimba kimbamba, kimbara kumbara kimba kimbamba,
kimbara kumbara kimba kimbamba, kimbara kumbara kimba kimbamba.
Hey mama.
Me está llamando, bongo, dile que ya voy, que se espere un momentito, mientras canto un guaguancó, dile que no es un desprecio, pues vive en mi corazón, mi vida es tan solo eso, rumba buena y guaguancó,
ah. kimba kimba kimba.
Isabella, you have one more. Which one do you want to point to?
I think I'm going to do Aventura, of course.
Oh, my gosh.
I have to do Aventura. It's like a little different for alt Latino, but it's okay.
Nadie entiende cómo este amor funciona. No se quiebra, no se dobla. Nada lo destroza. Les presto mi cerebro que examine. Anularte de mi mente. Ni quemando mis neuronas. Hasta lo infinito, sólido como un meteorito. Lo que siento jamás lo van a entender. Duda, los expertos buscan la cura. Porque te quiero con locura. Desconfían que sea humano, mujer. Me someto a la ciencia con demoras. En mi la testosterona solo se activa por ti. Vengan, háganme un estudio cerebral. Porque mi conducta no es normal. Y este corazón, Dios lo hizo eterno. Este sentimiento es inmortal. En el libro Guinness va a parar. Hombre, ¿quién más ama a una hembra? Yo te amo hasta lo infinito. Sólido como un meteorito. Lo que siento jamás lo van a entender. Impecable como la luz. La demencia de mi actitud. Te repito, nadie me va a entender.
Trastornado, mami, mira, yo te añoro.
valoro más que a mi propia vida.
Yo,
ay, yo
te,
ay, te
amo.
Ay, mami, yo te amo.
Yo,
ay, Dios
te,
ay,
amo.
Hasta lo infinito, mi amor.
Yo,
hasta lo infinito, bebé.
Te,
oye, qué feeling, mami.
Okay, Stephanie, you have one more. Which one are you going to do?
I am going to go for Snow the Products Bilingue.
Okay, if there are any children in the room, you got to leave right now.
Okay. I really cannot wrap my head around the fact it's taken me this long to finally realize I'm fantastic. I used to write my little raps, they'd always look right past it. Like it's average, like I'm not who the fuck I am. Like, bitch, what's happening? Porque yo tengo el yo no sé cuá, flow que mata, el que dirá. A mí me vale crítica, yo soy la fucking mexicana, muy honesta la chava. Yo no ando con pendejadas, aquí rifan las barras. A mí me dijo mi madre que yo nunca me rajé, que no hable el que no sabe, nosotros somos de calle. Este es mi territorio, yo traigo llave y se abre. Lo que quiero yo tengo, punto y aparte. Plus I got a bitch in my DM, talking about where her man did I see him, talking about the comment pics that I be in. I just tell my friends y se ríen. Bitch, I jaja con J, jajaja ja, with the J. I speak English and Spanish, I'm bilingual all day. Fuck Trump, wait, oops, that slipped out. Man, I never know who's in this crowd. Need a pair and a cruise, fix now. Never really know, shoot this bitch down. Ni de aquí ni de allá, a mí me gustan los dos. Mucha crema tus tacos y se te quema el arroz. Hola, ¿qué tal? Dime cómo están. Yo ni soy de aquí ni soy de allá. Hola, ¿qué tal? Dime cómo están. Yo sí soy de aquí y soy de allá. Un horchata y dos de lengua. Un horchata y dos de lengua. Chata y dos al duro que a mí me paren. Yo soy desmadrosa de a madres. Yo tengo a mis primos con jales. Tengo influencia en varios canales. Yo speak Spanish, I speak English. Yo vendo CDs y DVDs. Y yo soy muy cara, tú eres cheap. Estás en mi camino, beep, 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 beep. Get the fuck about my way. Esos güeyes son mamey. Quieren que yo me dé, pero ya rete a los United States. Y parece que alguien la trae contra mí, porque de mi parte.
Isabella Herrera, talking to us from New York. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Felix.
Stephanie Fernandez here in D.C. Thank you for joining us again.
Thank you, Felix.
And our thanks to Yulisa Lopez, who is in Berlin. Thank you so much for taking time to do this. And thanks for checking in with us.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. Very good, Felix.
Horchata y dos de lengua. Una horchata y dos de lengua.